Today's subject is called Upside Down versus Traditional Leadership, and we're doing part six of the six-part series, the final part, and we're looking at topic number six called The Vision. Hello, my name's Gary Stevens, and welcome to Line of Judah Online. I'm about to share with you a vision that the Lord gave me a number of years ago to explain the principle of what I've been talking about. It's called the jigsaw puzzle. The Lord showed me a picture of a large jigsaw puzzle that was divided into billions of pieces, very similar in principle to that of a children's jigsaw puzzle, but on a much larger scale. The picture I received was called the plan of God, and that he had made, and that we as believers and ministers were to follow. What I'm saying here quite clearly is there is only one plan that God has put into position on the whole earth, and it's not man's plan, it's God's plan. So we are to put our plans to one side and go to the master plan by the master creator and ask him what our piece is of this puzzle. The pieces of the puzzle were unique, though were single and only one of a kind, and could not be copied or duplicated or stolen. The puzzle was then broken up into the vision into many pieces. First, a group into continents, second, into countries, third, into cities, fourth, into churches, fifth, into ministries, sixth, into ministers of the gospel, and seventh, finally, into the believer. Every believer and every ministry had a piece of the puzzle of God. Then the Lord gave me the revelation and the meaning of the jigsaw puzzle vision as follows. Point one, the jigsaw puzzle vision was his plan for the earth, the one and only plan, and there was no other. So there's no point in a minister making up his own plan. We had to go to God and ask him what our part of his plan is. Point two, as ministers, it is not up to us to develop our own idea or our vision, but to simply ask God for our piece of the puzzle, his plan for our lives and ministry that we can fulfill. Point three, attached to each piece of the puzzle are all the provisions needed to make it successful. We just need to pray it in and the visions from the supernatural into the natural by faith. Point four, because our piece of the puzzle is unique and cannot be copied or duplicated or stolen, then there is no more competition in the body of Christ. I cannot do your ministry and you cannot do my ministry. What God gives, he will also protect. The example for our ministry of Moses. As the pieces in a children's jigsaw puzzle interlock to the next adjacent piece on both sides and above and below also, so our piece of God's plan has been designed to interlock to other ministries. In other words, we all fit together to help each other and to achieve God's plan on the earth and not our own man-made thought-up plans. Point six, it is called networking, a term that is often used in the world and in business. In this system, people and companies join with their strengths, their talents, and their abilities, and even their finances, and network together to increase their chances for success. The more they network together, the greater the strength. Point seven. So it must be, in the kingdom of God, believers and ministries must network together to increase in strength to accomplish the plan of God here on the earth, as no one person or ministry has it all. It says in the Bible, a house divided will fall, but the opposite is also true. A house that is not divided will stand and not fall. In Mark chapter 3, verses 24 to 25, we read, if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. But the opposite is also true in that scripture. A final word about upside down versus traditional leadership. This style of leadership may be very difficult for many church leaders to accept, let alone conform or change to. But it is necessary, as Jesus showed by his example in ministry, and the word of God says that we are to be conformed into the image of his son, Romans chapter 8, verses 28 to 30. The mindset of a minister of the gospel, no matter what level of leadership he or she is in, from bishop to pastor, to home group leader or Sunday school teacher, should be from the viewpoint of how they can make their ceiling or present level of position in ministry become the floor level or starting point to another believer or a new believer. This takes courage, humbleness or humility of heart and the mind together with the trust in the Lord. Have you the courage to make the change? Then teach more than you preach the word of God. This is how the church will grow. Thank you for being with me throughout this six-part series. This subject is very important to the body of Christ, I believe, and I have the personal revelation and understanding, and I have done this myself. Upside down versus traditional leadership. It is time for the church to push out the traditional leadership that's in a triangular form, equivalent to the world's leadership style, and come to God's style as Jesus showed and manifested on the earth. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.